More than half of all Roman Catholic priests say there is a homosexual subculture in the diocese or institution where they work. That's according to a study released today, which, among other things, looks at priests' attitudes toward celibacy and homosexuality. The study also observes that more than 40% of priests say there was a gay subculture in the seminary that they attended. The survey was conducted in the spring of 2001, before the sexual abuse scandal broke. It is part of an ongoing project that has polled priests since 1970. Jacqueline Wenger is with the Life Cycle Institute at the Catholic University of America. She's in Chicago today presenting the results of the study, which was done for the National Federation of Priests Council. She says in addition to the written survey, there was anecdotal evidence from interviews and focus groups with priests who talked about gay subcultures in seminaries.
Some priests felt that it had been very detrimental to them in their seminaries, that it was very negative. They felt left out. They felt that there were groups that really alienated others and didn't seem to be cognizant of the need for holiness, the need for the celibate life and the priesthood. Others said that they found some subcultures, but that they were not exclusive. And when they were not exclusive, the heterosexual priests did not feel left out. They felt that there were identifiable homosexual individuals who were perhaps using each other for support, but were not alienating others.
Did I understand you correctly? Did some of those who were critical of the gay subcultures suggest that they weren't remaining celibate?
Well, they didn't really talk about their actual celibacy or lack of it. They just seemed to think there was an attitude that was not about the holiness of the priesthood and the attitudes toward toward celibacy, that there was too much emphasis maybe on sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Was there a difference between how older and younger priests viewed these subcultures? Were younger priests more accepting of them or less accepting of them?
Well, the younger priests, what we found, they would identify individuals as being homosexual as being more acceptable. They were more aware of that, and they were less likely to find the homosexual subcultures to be detrimental.
Does this suggest that this is becoming more common?
You know, that's a really good question, and I don't know that we can only sort of project from the data. There is the possibility that it's just more open.
One of the most interesting findings of this study, I think, is that you found that more than half of all Roman Catholic priests believe that celibacy should be a personal choice.
Yes. Yes. We found that 56% in our survey said that celibacy either agreed strongly or somewhat that celibacy should be a matter of personal choice for diocesan priests.
And was there a difference in terms of age groups in whether or not they thought celibacy ought to be a choice?
Yes. When we look at age groups, what we see is that the youngest age group, those aged 25 to 35, are the least likely of all the age groups at 33%, believe that celibacy should be a matter of personal choice for diocesan priests. When you look at the 56 to 65-year-old group, 73% think that celibacy should be a matter of personal choice. Mm-hmm. So there's a 56 to 65-year-old group that really sort of came of age, came into the priesthood post-Vatican II. And so lots of the ideas of the Vatican II era were, you know, change and being more aware of kind of the world, you know, and how to reach out to the world instead of being so exclusive. The younger priests are becoming more traditional in their thinking.
So it appears that the younger men who are becoming priests in the Catholic Church now have a more traditional and more conservative view.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what we're finding.
Which could change church life, I would think.
Well, you know, it's an interesting kind of phenomenon because studies on the laity, lay people in the Catholic Church, show that they are becoming less traditional, less likely to kind of fall in line with hierarchical thinking or, you know, regulations in the church. And so it looks like what you might have is a growing disparity between how the priests view the church and how the people view the church.
Mm-hmm. Could be a clash of cultures here, I guess.
Yes, there could be.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Jacqueline Wenger is a research assistant with the Life Cycle Institute at the Catholic University of America.